They're out. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, National Senator Fiona Nash, One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts, and former Green Senators Larissa Waters and Scott Ludlam have been ruled ineligible to sit in Parliament. The High Court judged Independent Senator Nick Xenophon and National Senator Matt Canavan are allowed to keep their positions. Barnaby Joyce, whose New Zealand citizenship by descent triggered a diplomatic and political war of words, says he wasn't surprised by the verdict. He even attempted to make light of the situation.
So I'd just like to offer my support to Senator Fiona Nash. Obviously, congratulations, or, you know, it's great to see Senator Matt Canavan reinstated. And I'm sure that Matt Canavan will go on to do great work. And, well, Nick, he got back, but he still wants to go. So I don't know how you deal with that. But anyway, Nick, do you want to swap, mate? obviously, Ludlam and Waters were struck out like me.
Speaking soon afterwards, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced he would take over Mr. Joyce's agriculture and water portfolios. Despite the disappointment, he says the business of government must go on, but the exclusion will be reviewed.
Whether any changes to Section 44 should be recommended, how the electoral laws and practices could be changed so as to minimise the risk of candidates being in breach of Section 44, and ensuring in our multicultural society that all Australians are able confidently to stand for and serve in our Parliament.
The National's leader's disqualification from Parliament means a by-election will be held in his regional New South Wales seat of New England, probably on December the 2nd. Barnaby Joyce's closest rival, former Independent MP Tony Windsor, says he won't contest the seat. But it makes things tricky for the coalition government, now holding just a one-seat majority. National's colleague Senator Fiona Nash, meanwhile, has released a statement, vowing to continue fighting for Australians in rural and remote areas. Cabinet Ministers Mitch Fifield and Darren Chester will take over her roles. And Matt Canavan has regained his resources and Northern Australia portfolios. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says the decision brings more than just parliamentarians' jobs into question.
I think one of the extraordinary revelations of this afternoon is that Barnaby Joyce thought himself ineligible. He said that he was prepared for this outcome. And yet, day after day in the Parliament, he's been voting on legislation, some legislation that's passed only very narrowly with very serious consequences. He's been making decisions as a minister. All of those decisions are now perhaps subject to legal challenge.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says she's heartbroken at the court's decision to rule Malcolm Roberts ineligible.
I've lost a great man in Malcolm Roberts, and he's been my backbone and supporting me on the floor of Parliament, and I think he's just done a fantastic job. I'm devastated, absolutely devastated with losing Malcolm. Can I tell you what? It's going to have to take a mighty person to fill this man's shoes.
However, the politician, already previously ruled by the High Court not to have properly renounced his UK citizenship at the time of his nomination, won't be going far. He's announced he will stand for the Queensland seat of Ipswich in the state election. Having already made up his mind to leave federal politics, Independent Senator Nick Xenophon joked about being ruled eligible, but expressed sympathy for those who weren't as lucky.
Whatever political differences I may have with some of them, there is no question of their love for and loyalty to Australia, but they have been caught by this section of the Constitution, and obviously there'll be a lot to reflect on about that in the near future. Now, the irony of the decision is not lost on me, as it has always been my plan to leave the federal parliament, to resign from the Senate.
He has plans to run in the next South Australian election in 2018. As soon as their dual citizenship status was made public, former Green Senators Larissa Waters and Scott Ludlam resigned. Mr. Ludlam has ruled out a return to politics, but Ms. Waters has suggested she will run for pre-selection for the next federal election, having renounced her Canadian ties. Greens leader Richard Di Natale has criticised the other parliamentarians for not following their lead.
The easy thing to do was to act in their own narrow self-interest, like the Liberal and National Party have done, like One Nation did, to dig in, to ignore that constitutional advice and to act as though they are a law unto themselves. While that does not represent Scott Ludlam and Larissa Waters' values, it doesn't represent Greens' values.